And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our great friend, former Muslim, now a diligent Bible-believing, born-again Christian, Sam Rasul, talks about life realities in real estate. And I just found out he's going to talk about New York, Donald Trump, and his life, which he just went through over the weekend. We'll talk about that when we get back. Plus, we have a DDD later on called All Alone. Let me do that differently. All Alone? That's better. And then finally, in our Facebook close, we're going to do There Is No Other Shoe.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Two shows from now. Show number 1,000. Wow. And they said I wouldn't get past 992. Oh, we're going to cover lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. And we're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call at 866-577-247-3866. K-Praise, any topic is, of course, open for conversation, except today, I don't want to talk about Twinkies. Thank you. It's not professional radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's not even radio. It's newsprint with a voice. That's what we say. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back. Stand by, winner.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
We can't change the past, but God is changing us for the future.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. When Edward Klee returned to Berlin after being away for many years, the city he remembered and loved was no longer there. It had changed dramatically, and so had he. Writing in Hemispheres magazine, Klee said, "Returning to a city you once loved tends to be a hit-or-miss proposition. It can be a letdown. Going back to places of our past may produce a feeling of sorrow and loss. We are not the same person we were then. Nor is the place that was so significant in our lives exactly as it was." Nehemiah had been in exile from the land of Israel for many years when he learned of the desperate plight of his people and the devastation in the city of Jerusalem. He received permission from Artaxerxes, the Persian king, to return and rebuild the walls. After a night reconnaissance to examine the situation, Nehemiah told the inhabitants of the city, "You see the problem we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace." Nehemiah didn't return to reminisce, but to rebuild. It's a powerful lesson for us as we consider the damaged parts of our past that need repair. It is our faith in Christ and His power that enables us to look ahead, move forward, and rebuild. You can access the daily devotional wherever you go with the Our Daily Bread mobile app. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Looking for uncommon talent? Meet the grads of life. They're not the typical candidates you're used to, but they're exactly who your company needs. An ideal fit for entry-level positions, internships, and even mentorships. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That is Billy Spoon, my brother. That's the song that was chosen 2017 theme for Teen Challenge for the entire year. It's based off of that song, All Things Are New. That's what they're doing their whole theme off of. They flew him out and had him do a concert and just big, big stuff. Super excited for him. Proud of my brother. That's a good thing that he's done that. Yeah, it's really nice. Now, if he is make sure that when he tells me he's going to do something that has a financial connection to it and he would actually do it, I'd really appreciate that. But the other thing is really good, too, you know. All right, we got Sam Rasul hanging out with us, and he is going to – now, I'm going to give you a tease. Here it is. Ready? Sam, New York City, Trump Tower. That's it. I'm stopping right there.
Nice. Protesters.
Protesters. Okay.
Palestinian refugees. Wow, there's a lot of teasing.
Guns. Oh, I'm just, we're gonna talk about that. But we'll get to that in a second. We got to do some other things first.
Let's talk talk business for a second. Can we do that?
Talk business. Let's talk about the real estate market because I have actually had some things come in my direction that I'm trying to understand. And that is, and I need your help in understanding this, is somebody that I know may be buying a house in Texas. There's this possibility. And they're, you know, they're very concerned because they're only going to get 2,500 square feet, and the house is going to cost them $220,000 on a half an acre in one of the top neighborhoods and one of the top 25 educational neighborhoods in the country.
All right.
And then I was thinking, you know, 225 California, I was thinking...
225
might
gets
be
you
by a car.
Nothing.
Sorry. What? It's, how can there be? It's such a. It is a big difference, isn't it?
But hey, look at our weather.
You know what?
We pay for San Diego.
Not a lot of tornadoes, hurricanes coming through. Right?
Not at all.
Are there good deals out there right now?
There's not. There's, you know, it's interesting. Here's what I'll tell you. The market. Quick shout out to my friend George, who's listening. I won't say his last name. Current client listens to your show. The market is. It's peculiar in that it's literally a raging hot seller's market, okay?
Okay.
With very low inventory.
Okay.
And here's the asterisk. Unless there's just a tweak about your house that isn't ideal or you miss pricing in any way, shape, or form, it's like the buyers, if it's spot on, there's 10 buyers. But if it's just not spot on, there's like no buyers, which I find peculiar because I think about this and I go, wow, let's see if there's that low of inventory and you go and look and there's houses out there that you're bypassing because they're not just right or maybe they seem overpriced, make an offer.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Why wouldn't you throw something at it just to see what happens?
It's been like that in my whole career. I've seen these interesting little nuances that buyers for some reason feel like if they don't think it's priced perfectly, they don't make offers. But yet when it's priced perfectly, guess what they do? They make multiple offers and they go above the list price.
That's so bizarre.
It's baffling.
Let me ask you this question. Somebody had mentioned to me that you can use 2 years of taxes as some kind of income verifier. Is that true or not? I never know. People say things to me all the time. And most of the time, if they're saying it like on television, I know it's not true.
I mean,
but is that true? How does that work?
2 years taxes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You better have 2 years taxes to show income.
And then so you have two. What if you have 2 years taxes and you're relocating? How does that? I mean, let's say somebody's got 2 years of taxes. They made 50 and keep the numbers easy. So 50 and $90,000. So they have an average of $70,000 and they're in California and then they're going to Idaho. How does that work?
Because if they're, I mean, the lender's going to look at their job change, and they're gonna look at what their new job's going to be, and they're going to have to be able to show an intent letter of what they're going to be making in the new job, and then they'll factor that into where they're going and the price point that they're paying. So it works.
It works. And is that still, you can still do, it's 3.5% for FHA, 5% for conventional. Is that all still true or is that not true?
Oh, yeah. No, it still exists. There's FHA financing. If you have VA.
And that's 100% for VA,
100%.
Right?
It's a great opportunity that if you, you know, if you have that ability, take advantage of it. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, so you have that opportunity. So what should people know, though, about the market? Somebody who's thinking of buying, what do they need to have? I mean, Sam, what do they need to have before this is the waste time?
For a buyer, it's easy. They just need to call me. We'll get them connected with one of our trusted lenders, and we'll find out how much you can qualify for before you even spin your wheels going out there looking at houses. You need to know the facts about how much you can afford, how much you're going to need to put down, what's your credit look like. You might be assuming a lot of things, but you might be wrong.
But they did get rid of that. You can't use a second for a down payment theory. Didn't they used to do that?
They used to use so many ridiculous things. Those days are gone. Bottom line right now is there's properties out there that can be had. Buyers need to just, you know, step out, my friend George, I'm going to do a shameless plug for his home. Okay. 18606 Wessex, Rancho Bernardo. It's a great property. Single story house. Jump on my website. It's there. ThinkSam.com. This is one of those homes that, you know, if you look at the homes that are available in that general area, you know, and you go, wow, there's just not a lot of inventory. You know, that one right there to me is an opportunity. If people would just take a moment and go, okay, you know, maybe it's not exactly what I want, or maybe it's a little bit small, but man, what a location. And if there's nothing out there for you to buy, you got to get in this market. Don't sit there and hope that the perfect house, right? Good segue. The perfect house is rarely available. There's always going to be something you don't like about a house. Don't wait for the perfect house. Get the house that's got almost everything you want, and some things you just got to say, hey, it's okay, I can live without that.
The perfect house is oftentimes, though, a house that's spoken of as one you might build. But then even after you build it, you're thinking, oh, I should have done this this way.
Of course.
This way. I mean, there's the theory that you can build that perfect house, but I haven't seen that. I mean, my mom, back in the day, it was a lot of wealth, a lot of money. And the house they built was 8,000 square feet. So we're talking
big time.
And they put everything in the universe that was way, way, way ahead of time. And right up until we all moved in and everybody got in there, my mom, within a week, said, well, we should have done this.
Right.
Well, that lasted like a week.
Right.
You're killing me. You know, that's how our family kind of went through the procedure.
And sellers, this is the time. Low inventory, man. If you want to sell your house, call me now. We've got buyers in certain markets ready to make multiple offers. A lot of stuff is selling off market, which has been very interesting.
What does that mean, off market?
It means, you know, before a house goes on the market, we have a 2 or 3 week window sometimes where we're doing a back end marketing, Facebook and coming soon. And we'll canvas areas with flyers. We've sold a couple of properties just this past, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
That exact way, before it even hits the MLS. The buyers are jumping on them. So sellers, this is the time. Call me.
Wow. All right. So what they really need to do, though, if you're a buyer, you need to get in touch with Sam so he can hook you up with the people that he does the financing with, so you can know exactly what you can get. Because he's not going to want to, you know, pre-qualify you, and then put you in an area you can't qualify. That won't work. You want this to work, something out to work out. But instead of doing 9,000 things, you just got to get in touch with Sam. Now, there's a couple ways to do that. I want to make sure you get that. Think Sam. .com. Now, remember we did our little word association? Think Sam. Real estate.
Real estate.
Think Sam. ThinkSam.com. Real estate.
Could that be any easier?
No.
Huh?
No, I love it. It's actually my favorite URL. They're like, well, what is that? Think Sam. Looks like I do it so fast. ThinkSam.com. His phone number, 858-7801-SAM. Now, Dave, you say the number too fast. 858-7801-SAM. I don't know. That seems pretty
easy, too.
Is that easy?
That seems
pretty easy to me.
Yep. Free evaluations on the home, too. If you want to just know what your house is worth, call me. I'll come out. I'll visit with you. I'll walk through it. Even if you're selling a year from now, we can start the process, help you know what's going on.
Yeah, and this is the time. You guys need to take action, because I will say one thing that I do think is going to happen, and we'll talk a little bit about this when you get back. But there is, you know, from business, there is an optimistic mindset, I think, that's going on in a lot of businesses.
Yes.
And I did say this to somebody else. It's, you know, from a business point of view, I'm optimistic. From a cultural point of view, I'm cautious, just because we've heard it and seen things in the past. But business-wise, dollar-wise, economy-wise, it looks like it's going to be nudging in the right direction, which means these are those times to step up and step out kind of mentality.
Yeah,
this is not the time to be hiding underneath the bushel. All right, we're going to take a short break, come back, and then we're going to find out something about Trump Tower and Sam Rasul that you don't know. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, real estate, thinksam.com. Thanks.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Aitin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Here's where you have a choice. Do you follow those who say it cannot be done, or do you lead those who think it can? Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Believe me, those who refuse to dream the impossible are always in the majority. Therefore, they will always take the vote. They will outshout and outnumber those who walk quietly by faith and not by sight. You see, to walk by faith requires courage. It also calls for the audacity to stand alone and to challenge the majority to trust God. But the body of Christ desperately needs those pursuing his kingdom and his righteousness to be out front. By the way, are you one of them?
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, hanging out with my good friend Sam Rasul. And I will tell you this, some things that you should know up ahead of time. We are reaching our 1,000th show on Wednesday. We'll be giving away a couple of prizes, but you can count on one thing. I'm making the general manager pay for them. I'm not paying for them. That's number one. Number two, and something else you should be aware of, we do have our confirmation for John MacArthur going to be coming on the show. Dr. Nichols is going to be coming on the show. We've got quite a few people that are be coming on the show. Actually, a couple of political people. I can't tell you yet.
All right.
Rhymes with snooze. We'll see what happens. Anyway, so we got some cool things, but in the meantime, we have some of our favorite people of all time hanging out with us, and that would be Sam Rasul, one of the key leaders, coordinators, legends in San Diego real estate.
Legend. I love that.
Love that legend?
I do like that. I'm not going
to
lie.
And you need to go to thinksam.com. Don't get mixed up with the word legend and his website. Thinksam.com. He keeps it simple for simple people like moi. That's what he does. All right.
The legend is in my own mind, so we're okay there.
But that's good. As long as you got to have it there somewhere.
Thank you.
All right, so we talked about real estate, talked about the market, and if you're a seller, get in touch with Sam. If you're a buyer,
yes,
get in touch with Sam. Both. You can always call him 858-780-1-SAM. See, it's one, and then you spell S-A-M.
Easy
for those that are not figuring that out. But now let's discuss life, travel, New York, San Diego, Trump Tower, you. Talk to me.
So, yeah, I was in New York for a few days with my son. We're just having a good time doing a show and some stuff with Christian Youth Theater. So I had Saturday to spend on my own. So I went Saturday morning up the Trump Tower. I just took a walk from Midtown up the Trump Tower because I wanted to see it. And I was expecting something really kind of, I was like expecting security from four blocks away. And I was just, I got there and I'm across the street and, as you know, I'm Middle Eastern, and I look Middle Eastern, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm in a big jacket. I've got a beanie on my head. My beard was pretty roughed out. So I'm across the street taking selfies of me in the building. There's five guys with M16s, NYPD security, and that was about it. But so I'm out there taking selfies. Nobody says anything to me. So I go across the street and I'm looking around and there's security, but not a whole lot. And I'm thinking, there's no way they're just going to let me walk in the front door and just walk through the lobby and just take a tour of this place. I'm like, oh, what the heck? I'll just see. I walk up to the guys and I'm like, can I go inside? Guys with M16s? Oh, yeah, sure. Go right ahead. I walk in. Nobody said there's two guys with a fold out security table, right? Like one of those random, white shirts. I'm like, can I just go in? I'm just curious. I'm just a tourist. Oh, yeah, go right ahead, sir. Enjoy yourself. And there I am.
And so you went right into Trump Tower. You took that picture. It was by you by the stairway that he was coming down when he made his announcement, right?
No big deal. I mean, wasn't there. I'm sure security's much higher. But the point is, I think people are, overblowing a lot of things. But anyway, that was just fun. And then, of course, we came back to San Diego, and a lot of things were happening with protesters and the refugees and all that. So that's becoming quite a
– What's your take on that? What are you thinking?
Well, the refugee protesters, I was at San Diego Airport last night and they were out there and we had come in and this one protester walks by with a sign and it just said, refugees matter. And I thought to myself, yeah, they really do matter. And I get that. And I thought to myself, I wanted to go to that group. I wanted to go to the group of all the protesters and go, hey guys, it's great that you're bringing attention to the cause. By a show of hands, how many of you have donated more than $100 to any sort of charity that actually helps these people either here or abroad? I bet you none of them would have raised their hand. So what frustrates me is, you're sitting there with a sign protesting, but what are you actually doing? Are you actually writing a check? Are you actually, reaching out? Are you going, to help these people? Are you just complaining to complain? That's frustrating.
Yeah, no, and I find that too whenever I engage in a theological debate with somebody and they start bringing up somebody who's on a island that's never heard the gospel and they start saying, how's God going to take care of that? And then I inevitably say, so you have sent money then to them because you're so concerned about their eternal soul. You definitely want to make sure they eat, right?
Right.
That's pretty much the end of that conversation.
Or how about you just let God worry about that?
Yeah.
And how about you worry about your situation here?
I mean, you can be helping people in Jerusalem, Samaria, and the other most parts of the earth, but you do have to help people in Jerusalem. I mean, that's kind of what's the mindset. So
that's kind of frustrating. I get the point,
Oh, yeah, sure. You do. And you want to be supported. As a Christian, you want to support, what you believe is right and righteous behavior. The problem I think I'm having now is I'm going to do a segment on this probably tomorrow that has to do with the media. And even Fox News, people don't want to hear it, but there was a really bad breach of protocol yesterday on Fox News that I caught. It was like three things in a row that were all super, super slimy. And it's like, I don't trust anything that anybody is saying now. But the problem with that is that now all information that I get, I have to cipher through to see what is tainted and what is not. I can't just get anything objective and thereby make a decision. I have to go in with defenses up.
Sure.
And it just ruins any possible, let's do great human things together in the name of the Lord kind of mentality. Because I don't know what's baloney and what's true. It's very frustrating.
It is. And as the richest country in the history of the world, and as a country that God has blessed as Christians, I do believe we have a special requirement to actually help people like this. We do. It doesn't mean we have to have an open border and just go, everybody's come on in, we got you, no problem. We have the right to say, let's take this slow, let's think this through, let's make sure. But in that same process, right, okay, as we slow things down, if you're concerned about this, well, let's help you can help.
Write a check.
Samaritan's Purse, man, they're out there on the front line.
Talking Bibles does that exact same thing.
They're doing it in Syria, in these places where these people need help.
The refugee camps.
Write a check.
Right.
Make their life better there. They won't come here.
Yeah. No, that's a great point.
That's not what you're seeing. You're seeing, you know, let's complain about what hasn't even happened here instead of taking action.
Yeah, and I think that the mingle of the spiritual desire to have the intent and the actions right compared to the unspoken, hideous desires of some to try and obtain some elements of power reminds me of Judas in the Gospel of John, where he was all upset about, you know, that the alabaster jar and the perfume that was broken, but the scripture says that really he was the one who kept the money, and so he was really upset because he couldn't access more money. It's like, that's the problem.
Yep.
Because then you get to see that all the time.
And I tend to think the protesters, I would venture to say, if we had a picture of the group that was protesting the refugee thing at the airport and a picture of them at others, it'll be the same people. So they're not really, I think it's almost shameful in some ways. I bet some of them are using any sort of anti-Trump thing to really protest against Trump. And it's not about the cause specifically that they're really focused on. It's about, this is a reason to protest Trump instead of actually caring about the cause of the people.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's the case for all protesters.
No, emailing
me. Just, you know,
there's going to be 4 years of this, and the press is going to be on every single one of these. The press is going to support it as though every single thing was like this. And my only thought process is, so basically what you're doing is to ask me to trust a media that is completely untrustworthy, even in just getting the story. It just seems difficult, which leads me to this, and that is, that's why instead of staying current from a news organization, I want to stay current with the Lord and be led by the Lord. If the Lord says, hey, I want you to get up and go here and, you know, stand up for this and protest this, I want to be able to do that. But I don't want to just go to a protest because I get a flash dance call.
Right.
And say, oh, it's time to protest again. Another $2,500. Woohoo! I mean, that's
great. That's not okay.
No, there's something weird about that.
No, the protest is really not.
Unless you don't have a job, you got nothing to do. Yep. You know, you could, of course, you know, help places as opposed to just
do
stopping
something.
Traffic. You know,
do something about it. If you're concerned about the refugees, go ahead. I dare you. Write a check. Help them.
You know, I work 2 full-time jobs. And I go to school full time. Who's got time? I don't even know where all these people have the time to do this.
I don't know.
I can barely make it. I got to go home and I got to write 15 pages on just devotionals. Oh, yeah. Day is a mirror. All right. You know, I love having you.
I love having you. I love being had.
They came out better the first half and then the second half. No, it's always a pleasure
to have
you.
Thank you for having me.
And it's great to have you on the show. And I just want people to know, if you've got anything real estate, I mean, if you're just like, I just don't know.
Or if you know somebody, that's just
as
important.
Or if you know. In fact, what's our big saying now?
Send them to Sam.
Send them to Sam.
You're not moving. You're probably listening. I don't need a realtor. I guarantee you, you will talk to 3 or 4 people in the next 3 months who are going to do some sort of something in real estate. Connect me with them. Just say, hey, just talk to this guy.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost any money.
Nope.
ThinkSam.com. That is his website. 858-780-1-SAM. You will not be sorry that you talked to Sam, that is for sure. Thank you, my brother. Always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield's ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today. Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done." Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Here's where you have a choice. Do you follow those who say it cannot be done, or do you lead those who think it can? Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Believe me, those who refuse to dream the impossible are always in the majority. Therefore, they will always take the vote. They will outshout and outnumber those who walk quietly by faith and not by sight. You see, to walk by faith requires courage. It also calls for the audacity to stand alone and to challenge the majority to trust God. But the body of Christ desperately needs those pursuing His kingdom and His righteousness to be out front. By the way, are you one of them?
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Another fabulous job by our very good friend Sam Rasul. I do want to remind you, thinksam.com. People are like, "You know, Dave, you say that all the time. You say that about Whitefield. You say that about Excalibur Roofing. You say that about Sam, thinksam.com. And it's like, yeah. See, they support this work, which we consider both a job and a career and a ministry. Well, both. I mean, all three, I should have said. Good grammar, Dave. And we try to support them in every possible way, giving them as much promotion as we can. We try to support one another. And it's like, yes. And when Sam has a success, by the way, I feel like we're a part of that. Not just me and Tugboat Todd, but just the station and the audience. And you know, when we have a success, he's a part of that. I love that. I just think that's kind of the idea of the dynamic. All right, we're going to get ready to do a DDD called All Alone. But before we do, I got to tell on my dog. I got to tell on my dog, Levi. I haven't told a Levi story in a while.
Has he been good?
Good. Interesting choice of terms that you would use there. So our dog has pretty much, he will be, it's coming on 6 years old. He pretty much has got everybody convinced that he has rocks for brains and is just cute. And because he's cute, thereby he gets away with whatever he gets away with. Okay? He does have every once in a while that capacity to get on the bed. And then when we come to bed, we tell him to move. And instead of just moving over or something, he looks at us, gives us a disgust look, and then gets off the bed and sleeps right next to the bed on the little bed that's next to him, and he does it in this little pouty manner. I find that to still be cute, personally. But the dog has now entered into a new level of manipulation, and I, for one, am not excited, as my dog has now done this 2 weeks in a row. I mentioned this to Ohio State Ron just briefly, and I don't think I had a chance to mention it to you yet, Tugboat Todd. But our dog now has figured out that on Saturday, it is my sleep-in day. And I am not a great sleeper. You know, people go, well, I sleep great at night. Or if I get 5 hours and they're uninterrupted, I'm like gold. It's like I just slept a month. So for me, you know, it's nothing. So Saturday is kind of that sleep in. Let's get all the recovery time put into this one. There's usually never anything that important I have to do Saturday. And for us, sleeping in Saturday goes to 8:30 or maybe 9. Okay, so we're not talking because I get up, you know, 5:30. You know, I'm just saying. So my wonderful dog, Levi, he's, for those that don't know, he's a white boxer. And now full of spots. I mean, he's just like one of those spotty dogs. And he has figured something out. So Saturday we are sleeping in. It's about 8:35. And Levi gets up and thinks that it is now time for us to get up because he is up. And when he gets up, you know, he's pretty used to either getting his walk and then getting his food. So he's, you know, and we're not getting up. And he shakes, which most dogs do, you know, his little collar makes a little noise, and he shakes to try and wake us up. We're not moving. That's not happening. So he has now figured out that the blinds in the room do two wonderful things. One, when they clickety-clack against each other, they make noise like a train. And two, he has figured out how to open the blinds to let the sunshine in on the bed. So he now has maneuvered himself over to initially going over to the blinds and splacking his head back and forth so that the blinds make noise. That's his forerunner. To then pushing open the blinds so the sun lands upon us. Now, I know somewhere in my mind I'm thinking this is cute, but there's this other part of me that's thinking this is devious, this is inappropriate. And I have a 5.5-year-old boxer who is manipulating my sleep patterns. And I'm still working through it. You understand? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sounds like actually a smart dog.
Well, the scary part is if he is actually that smart, he's been fooling us for 5+ years. And that makes it even worse. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's get into our DDD. We got about 5 minutes. I don't know if this has a sound or not. Does this have a sound?
Do we have this? I made my family disappear.
I guess that was from all Home Alone, right? I made my family disappear. The first one was a cute movie. I don't care what anybody says. The second one.
The third one was like, what?
The third one, wasn't it a different kid?
Yeah. It was completely different. It was like, you lost it. It's over. You know, you can't, you know, it's like the Karate Kid thing. It's like the one kid was good. You know, the second one wasn't that good. Everything there on after, disaster.
Oh, I didn't understand. By the fourth one, he was learning Kung Fu. And I'm like, well, shouldn't he be the Kung Fu kid?
Yeah, should have been the Kung Fu kid. After that, he was learning the xylophone. That was fun. All right, so here we go. The title, All Alone, Matthew chapter 26. This is the kind of thing when I'm reading in Scripture, this is the kind of thing I've been telling you about for a while that pops out. And when I see it, I it's like you get it for a second. Now, I rarely hold it, but I do get it for a second. Matthew 26, 55, 56 says this. At that time, Jesus said to the crowd, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as you would an outlaw? Every day I sat teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But this all happened so that the writings of the prophets would be fulfilled. Then all the disciples deserted him and fled." That's what I want to key in on. Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. This is, without a doubt, in our society, one of the great sicknesses that we face. One of the tougher diseases that we encounter, folks. It's called loneliness. And it is a tough, tough sickness for people to encounter. In this particular case, Jesus had warned his disciples, as we had found out earlier, that they were going to depart, they were going to abandon him. And in fact, he knew that ahead of time, so the scripture then defines what happens during this arrest process, this bogus arrest process. He essentially comes out, and the disciples, they all desert Jesus. They all fled, which if you're not familiar with fleeing, maybe you've not been a criminal, which is a good thing. Don't be a criminal. But in my fleeing process, you don't walk away slowly. You run as fast as you can. So here's what I want you to catch. Ready? The disciples deserted him, right? And people desert people. People leave other people. Spouses leave their spouses. Children can leave a family. Siblings can separate. Co-workers can separate themselves from you. Spiritual leaders can separate themselves from you. Listen to this. Spiritual brothers and sisters can separate themselves from you. And that feeling when people abandon you or desert you is loneliness. And when all those disciples left Jesus, this is the one thing I'm going to say. When all those disciples went, when everybody left, Jesus was all alone. But Jesus was never alone, and neither are you. You see, when people leave, it's a drag. And if there are people close to you and they have to bail, or they bail and they don't have to, they do it. It happens. Got it. And it seems like you're all alone, but listen to me. You are not alone. Don't be giving me the hypothetical, oh, well, I know the Lord is with me. No, I want you to seize that the Lord is with you always. Never departing, never abandoning, never walking away from you, never deserting you. And there are times where the enemy comes in and nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. And you could be in a great relationship and still feel this way because you can't connect, you can't open up, whatever the case may be. And I'm not belittling that at all. I'm telling you, there is one who will never desert you ever. He is with you. He loves you. And when all these people left Jesus, you just for a moment, you know what that feeling is. But Jesus knew better because he was never, never, never alone. And neither are you. Sometimes you just got to open up your eyes, your ears, and your heart and your mind just to be able to hear him. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about taking the long view as you live your life well before others.
I believe we have an opportunity to repair the damage, to retake that ground, but it's not going to happen simply by government. We can't sit back and say, well, we won an election, and so all of it's going to be okay now. Government can't change the hearts and minds of people. only the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that comes when you and I not just speak words, preach sermons, but we live it in such a way that people recognize it, that it's different, that it's powerful, that it's impactful. See, it's the message of a life well lived. And that's what I'm thankful for. We can move back to having that opportunity once again.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. A stanza from Charles Wesley's great hymn, And Can It Be, describes the composer's thoughts regarding the Holy Spirit's saving work in his life. He wrote this: "Long my imprisoned spirit lay fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee." Well, Romans 8:2 says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death." That means every Christian can and should share Wesley's exhilaration. When you embrace Jesus Christ, the Spirit set you free. What a tremendous truth. Enjoy this freedom that you have in Christ. Be confident that the Holy Spirit will continue to enable you to defeat sin and obey God.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where we're serving up the fastest 2 hours in Christian talk radio anywhere in San Diego and La Jolla. Wait, aren't we the only people in San Diego and La Jolla doing this? Okay, I can't do much about that. I do want to remind you, and I'm reminding you right now, Muggsy, right now. Don't forget, if you want to send an email, davidspoon at kprz.com. People say, well, what is the purpose of the show? To encourage, to entertain, and to educate.
All of which we do poorly.
But we do it.
I think you do a good job. Great job.
I appreciate that. Well, so we get to 1,000 shows. Now, here's the really important thing about 1,000 shows. Doing 1,001. That's the most important thing. Aha, see? Didn't think that was coming, did you? All right, we have our Facebook post. Got some really nice responses from this. Sometimes you pull out the Facebook post and put some stuff together, and people are like, oh, just what I needed. That's always a blessing to hear. Let's have our Facebook post music, and then we'll get right to it. Here it is. How long did you search for that one? I'm just curious.
My whole lunch break. Wait, I haven't been on lunch yet.
Aha! All right. People don't know what's going on in the industry. You're not supposed to use songs anymore. There's some weird thing like that. It doesn't matter. I just use all the stuff that's my brother's and mine for about 90% of it because it's mine. That's why. And it's his.
There's hardly anything that shows up on that search, but...
Well, I know, but they're just trying to make sure everybody's safe and, you know.
Next up is having Tugboat hum and whistle the bumper music on the way in.
Yeah, we could do that thing where we're doing the helicopter. Well, we're in the helicopter, we're just looking at traffic. Okay.
We got a jackknife down here on the 805. We're going to drive a little napalm down there, have a little barbecue.
Proverbs. All right, Proverbs says... The Lord brings blessings, and he adds no sorrow with it. I want to talk about this because this is really an important element. The Lord brings blessings, and he adds no sorrow with it. Important. Examine this closer. And in examining this closer, it helps us to understand that when something good comes to us from God, we shouldn't be waiting for the other shoe to drop. which is why this is entitled There Is No Other Shoe. You see, the Lord may bless you. Something good may happen. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have trials and challenges. Everybody has that. But, you know, every once in a while something happens and you just know it's the Lord and the Lord blessed you. And even though you didn't think maybe it would work out a certain way, it worked out a better way. And you're like, wowzer, right? This went better than I ever anticipated. And what a blessing. And that's so cool. And you appreciate that, right? But in a lot of people's minds, they're thinking, well, now that that great thing happened, when's that next bad thing going to happen where the shoe drops from the other thing so it balances out? And that's not the biblical truth. In other words, because something good has come our way, it does not mean that now something bad is following behind it. If you're into Tai Chi, and if you're into the balance of the universe, and if you're into karma, and if you're into dogma, and if you're into all of those different processes, that's just great. But if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, when the Lord blesses you, he just blesses you. And the universe isn't waiting to drop some egg on your head to make up for the balance. If the Lord blesses you, he blesses you. Say thank you. I mean, that's the requirement. It's like this. The Lord blesses, and that's it. What we might try to do is merge, yes, well, I was blessed when I was 54, but now that I'm 55, I'm not as blessed. Oh, that's just us merging times and circumstances together. There's no truth in that. And the Lord doesn't bless us now in order to wound us later. And that's a big deal. He isn't like that. In fact, if that is an image that we have of God, it's a false image that we have of God, one most likely tainted by humans and by a little secret sauce from Satan. So let's just watch that, okay? Because you can't sit there and think, oh, God bless me, so now he's going to smack me on the head because he gave me something good. It's truly an insult to God, isn't it? I mean, it really is. The truth of the matter is that sometimes it is hard to simply receive the good things that come from God because we got problems between our left and right ear. But the Lord is a giver. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's not the only passage that talks about the generosity of God. The Bible says in the book of Romans, he freely gave us his Son. How will he not also freely give us all things? It's like in our mind, everything we get from God, we have to earn. Everything we process, we have to, you know, there has to be a certain form of reception. You know, sometimes God can just do something totally awesome in your life and bless you because. And that's the reason. Because. There doesn't be anything else. Sometimes you'll do something wonderful for your kids, for your wife, for your husband. Sometimes you'll do something really cool for your dog. Your dog doesn't have to perform for it. It's like, look, here's a bone. There you go. It's a little rawhide bone with a little extra barbecue. Have a good time. It's not because the dog has to do this. It's because you just felt like being nice and giving something special to the dog. Well, if that's true for you and I, right, God should get more props than we give him. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise 1210 AM KPRZ.